This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, once again, one and all, a huge welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday, it's just gone 6 o'clock, and it's me with you now up until 8 this evening. Don't go anywhere. So glad you found us once again tonight. Phoenix FM 98.0, Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. Available on smart speaker and on the Apple App Store as well. Also, the video feed to the studio on the Mixcloud. Huge thanks to Keith Rogers for another fabulous drive time show, getting you all home safely through the trials and tribulations of whatever traffic and travel issues may have awaited you. Another great show from him. And now, what's coming up on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, loads of wacky holidays to enjoy on the 5th of April, some celebrity birthdays to share with you, some really weird world news stories, wacky news coming up as well. So loads of stuff to look forward to. Keep it here, don't go anywhere. Great music guaranteed as ever that links to the themes of the day. Did you know one of the holidays celebrated on the 5th of April means that today is Bell Bottoms Day? I don't really know what that, well, it's a type of trouser, isn't it? They're just wacky trousers, I guess. Slightly flared, are they? They're like skinny and then they go bigger at the ankle. I've never worn bell bottoms. I'm not a fashion expert. There'll be fashionistas out there right now screaming at their radio saying, come on, Simon, sort your life out. But in honour of that, I need a track that features bell bottoms. And I thought this one would be very appropriate. Over to Flo Rida. Go on.
Let me talk to you.
It's coming, get ready.
Let me talk to you. Come on.
Are apple bottoms the same as bell bottoms? It's the best I could do. Give me a break.
In the body to go, them birthday cakes, they stole the show. So sexual, she was flexible, professional, drinking Xano. Hold up, wait a minute, do I see what I think I will? Did a thing, I seen sure they get low. Ain't the same when it's up that close. Make it rain, I'm making it snow. Work the pole, I got the bang bro. I'ma say that I prefer them no clothes. I'm into that, I love women exposed. She threw it back at me, I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem, I know where it goes. She had them
bottom jeans,
your home. My jeans full of guap and they ready for shows. Got a Lex Maybach for the sexy grown. Put tone on the rocks that'll make you moan.
One step, come on. Two steps, come on. Three steps, come on. Now that's $3,000. What you think I'm playing? Baby girl, I'm the man. I did a rubber band.
That's when I told her, her legs on my shoulder. I knew it was over. That Henny and Cola got me like a soldier. She ready for Rover. I couldn't control her. So lucky on me, I was just like a clover. Shorty was hot like a toaster. Sorry, but I had to fold her. Like a pornography poster. She showed her.
She hit the floor, next thing you know, shawty got low, 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 low.
me shown and made me want it. Two in the morning, I'm zoning. Them rosé bottles foaming. She wouldn't stop, made it drop. Jordan did that pop and lock. Had to break her off that clock. That was fire just like my Glide.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Flo Rida. Now, I've been doubly educated while that track was on. Firstly, I looked up what apple bottom jeans are, and I never knew this. Apple Bottoms is a fashion brand for women launched in 2003 by rap artist Nelly, Yomi Martin, Nick Loftus and Ian Kelly. So Apple Bottoms is a specific brand. I've only just learnt that myself. Apologies to all you experts in the world of fashion out there. And then at the same time, I received a message from my dad, Keith, who guested on this show only a couple of weeks back, and telling me that Bell Bottoms is a sailor's uniform. Alma Cogan did a song called Bell Bottom Blues. I've got the Bell Bottom Blues because my sweetie is a sailor and he's sailing somewhere on the sea. Well, thanks so much for sending that in. I feel like everything's been redeemed. I maybe came across as not knowing what the heck I was talking about, and now I know what the heck I'm talking about. So literally fabulous. Thank goodness there's only one track that was linked to Bell Bottoms Day, because it could have caused me a whole heap of problems otherwise. Anyway, I hope your Tuesday evening's going well so far. Hope you've had a lovely Tuesday. Hope you're looking forward to the rest of the week, and we are looking forward to the fact that the 5th of April is also known as Go For Broke Day. Yes, what that actually means is sort of take a risk, make that investment, do something monetarily, try and earn yourself some more money. Go for broke, leave no stone unturned. So we need some tracks that relate to the world of money. And on social media, in the run-up to the show, many of you lovely Leg-In listeners have been very kind to make some suggestions. So huge thanks to Paul Milton, friend of the show, someone who listens in very regularly, often on the Mixcloud webcam feed as well. Maybe you just saw me stand up and nearly trip over in the studio if you were lucky enough to be watching on the webcam. That was amusing. It's good that there's about a 10-second delay on the screen in front of me, so I was able to watch it back myself. Marvellous. Anyway, thanks to Paul. Here's ABBA.
Money.
Phoenix FM.
Is it indeed a rich man's world? Did you see in the news today that Elon Musk has just become the majority shareholder in Twitter? Yes, the Tesla entrepreneur and the man who's all to do with SpaceX, one of the richest men in the world. It's weird that, isn't it? He's kind of obviously got some spare billions hanging around. I thought, I'm going to invest in Twitter. Not just invest in it, become the majority shareholder and be able to make huge decisions. Yes, and for years it's been known that Twitter was the social media platform where once you'd posted something, you could delete it again, but you couldn't edit it. And apparently he's tweeted asking Twitter users if they want to have an edit functionality. We'll see what develops there. The power of money, see? It's a rich man's world, is it? Well, let's not have a debate on that right now, but let's keep the tracks coming that link to the wonderful world of cash, spondulix, dough, etc. Here's one suggested by Jed Gleason on the Isle of Wight. Huge thanks to you for this. It's the Beatles with Penny Lane. See what you've done there? It works.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, it is. And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday, it's early evening, it's all fabulous, and you're here as well, which makes it equally fabulous. Thank you so much indeed. Time to pay our first visit to the weird world of news today on the show that goes like this. Now, here's one. And to whet your appetite for later as well. Later, we're going to hear about a dog who enjoys a particularly dangerous pastime. We're going to hear about a new sighting of the Loch Ness Monster. And we're going to hear about a restaurant's outrageous birthday charges. But those aren't the first visit to the weird world of news. The first visit involves a lady who gave birth in the shower. Now, yes, that's an unusual place to give birth, particularly when you don't know you're pregnant. Now, what about this? Dimity Bonnet, this is a lady from Australia. Dimity Bonnet, 28, got the shock of her life. That's not like there are 27 other Dimity Bonnets. I think that's her age. But she got the shock of her life when she gave birth alone in the shower, having had no idea she was pregnant, despite having been pregnant twice before. Yes, already a mum of two, she'd given up hopes of having another child and was left utterly stunned when she felt the sudden urge to push while showering before catching the baby's head between her legs. Dimity and her husband stopped trying to have any more children after concluding their family was complete. Cripes. During her pregnancy, she'd had regular periods and even did a negative pregnancy test a few weeks before the surprise birth at 1:30 a.m. towards the end of February 2022. She had no idea anything was wrong until she started to feel a bit off the evening before she gave birth. Crikey. She said, "My weight has fluctuated my whole life, so I didn't think anything of it when I put on a few pounds. I assumed it was just a bit of lockdown weight, and it was nothing too noticeable. I'd flown on a plane a month before, even had an X-ray after a rugby injury 6 weeks before I gave birth. There was no part of me that thought I could be expecting. To be sure, I even took a test a month before giving birth, and it came back negative. The evening before the baby was born, I just felt a bit yuck. My stomach felt a bit off, so I put the kids to bed and got an early night myself. Woke up around 1 a.m. and felt so uncomfortable. It was like I really needed the toilet but wasn't able to go. The pain started to get worse, so I decided to have a shower to make myself feel better. I felt a sudden urge to push, and the next thing I knew, I was holding a baby's head. Now that has got to be one heck of a shock. Anyway, everything's good. The baby's all healthy. They've named their surprise baby boy Harvey Eric Barry Timmins. So I don't know about that, but if you're in Australia, maybe it's fine. Harvey Timmins, that's fine, yes. And he weighed 6 pounds, 8 ounces. There we go. Surprise births. You don't even know you're pregnant. We're not going to play any tracks that link to the world of surprise births. We're going to carry on with Go For Broke Day. So we need another track that links to the world of money. And thanks to the fabulous Kelly Evans, we've now got The Adventures of Stevie V. Because money talks, doesn't it?
It's like a bad dream. Money's a fiend. Do you know what I mean?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons, and what's that? You want another visit to the weird world of news almost straight after the last one? Go on then. Now, I did say about a dog who enjoys a dangerous pastime. What am I talking about? Well, this has been reported online. Daredevil dog Stan used to watch his owner, Alex Colbeck from North Yorkshire, paraglide. Then one day, he got a custom-made canine harness and took to the skies himself. Adventure-loving Stan doesn't like being indoors for too long and instead prefers to jump from cliffs with his owner from North Yorkshire. The six-year-old miniature Schnauzer has his own custom-made doggy harness that allows him to see spectacular views from high up. The daredevil pup isn't at all afraid of heights and loves people watching, though often gets a little too excited mid-air when he sees squirrels. I don't know how it's not reported what he does when he gets too excited mid-air. Anyway, his owner, Alex, said, "I thought that riding in a car, boat or other transport must be equally strange for a dog, so why not try paragliding?" Yeah, it's the obvious next step, isn't it? Alex, an IT contractor, continued, "Stan is used to being around paragliders launching and landing, so the sights and sounds don't faze him. I introduced him to his harness, which securely fastens to my own harness, on a few occasions before we first tried it, and he went flying. On his first flight, I clipped him in and off we went. I was watching him closely and praising him the whole time during the flight, and I could not see any sign of fear or anxiety." Well, there's one obvious sign that you'd get, but then you wouldn't be happy if you were beneath it while there was a paragliding dog who was afraid, I'm guessing. "I landed after a couple of minutes, unclipped him, and he seemed fine, so we went for two more, slightly longer flights that day. Once we're in the air, Stan is pretty much resting on my lap inside of his harness. He just watches the world go by on the ground below while I give him a stroke. I can see his head moving as he watches people on the beach or the sheep in the fields." That's amazing, a paragliding dog that actually seems to enjoy it. Brilliant. So, yeah, if you want to investigate that more, have a look for Stan the Flying Dog. Just Google it, and I'm pretty sure you'll be taken to some kind of article. Or paragliding dog, Yorkshire. Have a look yourself. Some great photos. It does genuinely look like he's enjoying it. Good work, Stan. Love the story. Carrying on with Go For Broke Day, though, the tracks we're playing are linked to the world of money, and thanks again to John Cohen for suggesting this one by Donna Summer. Whether she's paragliding or not, she's certainly working hard for all that money. Would have been good if I'd thought of a way of carrying on the link into the intro of the song. But I haven't, so all I'm doing is telling you that I haven't over the intro of the song to make a link. It's over now. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Donna Summer working hard for the money, or at least singing about another woman who works hard for the money and how she does that. We're not going to go into right now. Now, I know what you're thinking. You do different themes each show, Ben. Are you going to move away from the world of money? I am. Unfortunately, if you were loving the world of money, and I should thank everybody that made money song suggestions, because not all of these people had their songs actually feature in the show tonight, but thanks to Ken Taylor, Julia Burnett, Alex Morton, Marie Kelly, Jed Gleason, Paul Milton, Kelly Evans, Mike Lee, Nick Murphy, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Fran Simmons, Carolyn Bennett, all of whom made money song suggestions. But we are moving on to a different theme. But before I do that, I'm going to share with you some interesting facts about money. Oh, yes, they're interesting. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here. PhoenixFM.com, 98.0 FM. Before money was made of bills and coins, these items were used as currency. Imagine this. Conch shells, ivory, a little bit unfortunate, clay, live animals and grain. As long as it was divisible and scarce, it could be deemed money. Can you imagine that? £20. Sorry, I don't understand that. No, sorry, I meant 20 chickens, a sheep and a cow. Well, I could give you 18 chickens, 2 cows and a well-trained gerbil. Yeah, that'll do. That'd be bizarre, wouldn't it? The name money comes from Middle English, from Old French monier, from Latin moneta, mint or money, originally a title of the goddess Juno, in whose temple in Rome money was minted. Right. And the first banks were likely religious temples because the security was always tight. The first records of loans, deposits, currency validation and exchange were recorded in the 18th century BC in Babylon. Cripes. And Pythias, a merchant banker from Asia Minor in the 5th century BC, was the first banker on record. Yes. He offered to give 4 million gold coins to Persian King Xerxes for his war expenses. Xerxes declined and gave him 7,000 coins for his offer instead. I think Xerxes hasn't understood there. Here's 4 million coins for your war expenses. Oh, I can't possibly accept those, but because you offered, here's 7,000 coins for you. Alright, I think they needed to work on their understanding of money back then. The term cheque, as in the draft that people pay for things with, is derived from the game of chess. Putting the king in check means his choices are limited, just like a modern day cheque that limits opportunities for forgery and alteration. Wow. And the term bankrupt is taken from two words, bancus, meaning bench in Latin, on which bankers used to ply their trade in the marketplace, and ruptus, meaning broken. Once the banker could no longer trade, the bancus would be broken to signify the banker is out of business. Bankrupt. There's something. See, you do learn things on this programme. I'm excited by that bit of information. The original two currencies of America were the sterling pound and the Spanish dollar. In fact, the first type of US currency to ever be issued was a mere $2 million, issued in 1775 by the Continental Congress. Every new issue of this currency steadily devalued it against the sterling pound and the Spanish dollar. Wow. There we go. I think that's more than enough money information to whet your appetite. I hope you've enjoyed it. But now we have to move on to a new theme on this fabulous 5th of April. It is Go for Broke Day. It is Bell Bottoms Day. What else is it? First Contact Day. So if there are other beings, species, life forms out there, 5th of April is the day they ought to be getting in contact because it's First Contact Day. Excitingly, though, it does give me the opportunity to play this track, which I enjoy doing whenever I have the possibility. It's featured numerous times over the years on this show in linking to the wonderful world of space. It's The Firm. It's Star Trekking. It's ridiculous.
Across the universe,
on the Starship.
life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Captain. Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James T. Kirk.
Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim, dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise, under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics. Laws of physics.
Kind of
change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow.
You
kind of
change the script, Jim. Up to you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that. It's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room.
Phoenix FM.
What I love about this radio station is that I've worked here almost 5 years and I've just found something new out about how you control the system in here. There was one thing I always thought it was the only option was to do a drag and drop, and now I found out you can do a double click. That's all I need to share with you. It's probably unnecessary information for those listening, but just amusing to me that having presented this programme with this system for about 5 years, I've just learned something new about it. Marvellous. Anyway, hope your Tuesday evening is still going fabulously. Thanks for sharing it with me here on the airwaves, Phoenix FM or phoenixfm.com. 98.0 if you're nearby. On the internet if you're not. And remember, from tomorrow morning, the show will be available via catch-up on my blog page on the Phoenix website. Just go to the schedule, go to a Tuesday at 6 p.m, click on the name of the show, and you'll be taken to all previous episodes. Utterly, utterly fabulous. And it's a huge website, very worthwhile, and recently redesigned. Worth checking out, I heartily recommend. Okay, now, it is First Contact Day. We're playing tracks that link to the world of outer space, alien beings, and strange goings-on. To that end, here's a track I haven't heard for a while. Always enjoy listening to it. Bit of the Lighthouse Family. They get lost in space.
Sometimes I get tired of this me first attitude. You are the one thing that keeps me smiling. That's why I'm always wishing hard for you. 'Cause cause your light shines so bright. I don't feel no solitude. You are my first star at night. I'd be lost in space without you. And I when we touch the sky, me and you, this is my idea of heaven. Why can't it always be so good? But it's alright, I know you're out there doing what you gotta do. My soul, satellite, I'd be lost in space without you. And I
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes it is, and today, which is the 5th of April, musically on this show, we are celebrating the fact it is First Contact Day. Oh yes. Has anyone seen the Star Trek film First Contact? I'm trying to remember what it's about. I think there was one called Star Trek Generations, which was one that featured two Enterprise captains Kirk and Picard in the same film. Don't quite know how they made sense of that. Something to do with time not being right. And then First Contact was about the time that an alien race made first contact with people on Earth. I don't really remember too much about it, other than it featured the cast of Star Trek The Next Generation. So yes, First Contact. There's the film Contact, isn't there, based on the Carl Sagan novel, with Jodie Foster starring in it. And it's that annoying thing of, I can't remember the space travel she does, but she's visited by some kind of otherworldly being, and they have a lot of recording equipment on board the spacecraft, and none of it records anything. So nobody believes her that she has had contact from some other kind of place. Yeah, that's all I can remember about it. It's a good film. I recommend it. Oh, yes. Time for more music. Time for more music related to First Contact Day. Let's hear from space. Me and you versus the world.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is still the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Don't go anywhere. You're in the right place. 98.0 PhoenixFM.com. Thank you so much. Yes, that was Space with Me and You versus the World. I was talking about the Star Trek film First Contact, which was released back in 1996. That's scary that that is more than 25 years old. Oh dear. Anyway, let's not worry about that. Let's worry about this. Just on all the lovely Legend listeners' behalf, I decided to see if First Contact had already happened for real on planet Earth. Now, listen to this. On October the 19th, 2017, this is an article I found on the internet, a Canadian astronomer named Robert Werrick was reviewing images captured by a telescope known as Pan-STARRS 1 when he noticed something strange. The telescope is situated atop Haleakala, a 10,000-foot volcanic peak on the island of Maui, and it scans the sky each night, recording the results with the world's highest-definition camera. It's designed to hunt for near-Earth objects, which are mostly asteroids whose paths bring them into our planet's astronomical neighbourhood and which travel at an average velocity of some 40,000 miles an hour. The dot of light that caught Werrick's attention was moving more than four times that speed, at almost 200,000 miles per hour. Werrick alerted colleagues who began tracking the dot from other observatories. The more they looked, the more puzzling its behaviour seemed. It was small, with an area roughly the size of a block of houses. As it tumbled through space, its brightness varied so much by a factor of 10 that it had to have a very odd shape. It was either long and skinny like a cosmic cigar or flat and round like a celestial pizza. Instead of swinging around the sun on an elliptical path, it was zipping away more or less in a straight line. The bright dot, astronomers concluded, was something never before seen. It was an interstellar object. I'll tell you more about it after this one from Babylon Zoo. Was there one of these on board that craft? Or was this just used to promote jeans 30 years ago? Spaceman!
There's a fire between us. So where is your God? Phoenix FM.
I remember when I first heard that track, I liked the start, I liked the end, I was slightly underwhelmed by the bit in the middle, and I think every time I play it, I tell people that. Anyway, hope you're doing well, hope your Tuesday's treating you fabulously. I was telling you about the strange phenomena that had been seen by a Canadian astronomer back in 2017, in October 2017. Let me tell you more about it. An interstellar object, it was decided, had been viewed. And it became known as, this is catchy, 1I/2017U1. Yeah, it's not that easy to say, really, is it? So more evocatively, it was dubbed Oumuamua, from the Hawaiian meaning scout. Even interstellar objects have to obey the law of gravity, but Oumuamua raced along as if propelled by an extra force. Comets get an added kick thanks to the gases they throw off, which form their signature tails. Oumuamua didn't have a tail, nor did the telescopes trained on it find any evidence of the byproducts normally associated with outgassing, like water vapour or dust. This is definitely an unusual object, a video produced by NASA observed, and unfortunately no more new observations of Oumuamua are possible because it's already too dim and too far away. Was it a ship? Has it gone? Will it ever come back? Will we ever find out? Who knows? Yes, one of the most spectacular accounts of 1I2017U1 came from Avi Loeb, a Harvard astrophysicist. Oumuamua didn't behave as an interstellar object would be expected to, he argued, because it wasn't one. It was the handiwork of an alien civilization. Cripes. Now, there we go. So there are respected scientists out there that believe we have already been visited by aliens. When you think about the distance we are from the star in the solar system and the requirements there need to be for life as we understand it to exist, and how many other stars there are in the known universe, how many other planets there have to be orbiting those at comparable distances to their star that we are, and sizes and all that. There has to be some other kind of life somewhere. It cannot just be planet Earth. No. Whether you think that or not, let's go and have another track as we're halfway through the show that goes like this tonight. Hope you're enjoying it. Thanks for being here. This is Manson, who like a wide open space.
Yeah.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. It's still Tuesday, the 5th of April. I'm still here. We've still got almost an hour to go of the show that goes like this tonight. Utterly fabulous and great to have your company. Yes, it's the 5th of April. Yes, it's Tuesday evening. Yes, we're talking about slightly worrying things like have we been visited by aliens? Or could it be a celebratory thing? Massively help our society and civilization to know we've been visited by aliens. Advances in technology and medicine and stuff like that. Who knows? I don't know. But I'm going to go back to the weird world of news for you right now. As promised before, we were going to talk about a brand new sighting of the Loch Ness Monster. Cripes. Yes, listen to this. It's kind of one of those where you go, oh, really? Typical. Warren Speed and Jamie Huntley were making a documentary about Nessie and were amazed when they spotted the beast. So they're making a documentary, they've spotted it. Can't get any more likely to get actual evidence of it. But it disappeared again before they could focus their camera. Well done, Warren and Jamie. What a shame that camera wasn't focused. Far be it from me to be sceptical, though. Listen to this. The Loch Ness Monster was spotted by a film crew making a documentary about the beast, but disappeared before they could focus their camera. They said they saw Nessie with their own eyes and described it as being around 5 metres in length, with having a whale-like hump. 5 metres in length with a whale-like hump. It just got me thinking, could it be a whale? Jamie tried to whip out his camera to get a photo of the beast, but it ducked under the surface before he got the chance to get a picture. Not great documentary makers, then. Warren and Jamie's sighting is the second time Nessie has been spotted this year, wait for it, as an expert recorded an official sighting after spotting two objects moving parallel to each other. Okay, I'm just coming across very sceptical. Producer and filmmaker Warren of Newbiggin-by-the-Sea, Northumberland, said, "Unbelievable as this sounds, me and Jamie saw something very large in the loch. I saw something like a very large upturned boat out the corner of my eye, about 200 metres away from the shoreline. Then Jamie shouted, 'Stop!' He saw it fully and said it looked like a very dark whale, a hump. By the time I stopped the car a few metres later, trees were covering our view. I quickly reversed, Jamie jumped out, but all he got on his phone camera were very large circular ripples, but in the exact spot the creature had been. And as we watched, it looked like it was moving away from us underwater before totally disappearing a few moments later. If we'd arrived literally 10 seconds earlier, we would have caught this properly on camera." Well, I just feel sceptical about that whole story. I'm sorry. There's time for one more visit later on, back to the weird world of news about a restaurant's outrageous birthday charges. That coming up later. Time to move away from First Contact Day as a theme. Yes, time to stop feeling uneasy, because the next theme is utterly fabulous. Did you know today is National Flash Drive Day? Or whatever you might call it, USB stick, pen drive, various other things it could be called. But you know the thing I mean. Apparently the 5th of April is the day you celebrate that. Who'd have known the Rolling Stones were celebrating it way back when they were still recording brand new tracks? Jumping Jack Flash Drive.
But I
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Rolling Stones there, Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas. Not just predicting the use of flash drives years later, but the high petrol prices as well. Gas, gas, gas. Fabulous. Well done, Rolling Stones. Yes, it's Tuesday evening. Yes, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM. Great to have your company. And if you've been here since the start, utterly fabulous of you. Time for one last visit to the weird world of news before we carry on with National Flash Drive Day related music. Can you guess what could be coming up? Anyway, here's something utterly outrageous. A man shared his surprise after staff at a restaurant told him he would have to pay an additional £10 per person if he wanted to bring a cake to a group birthday celebration. Now, you've heard of corkage, where if you want to bring your own alcohol to some kind of venue, some venues allow it and they charge you a corkage fee. Okay, that kind, I kind of understand that, but some restaurants are now charging a cakeage fee. This isn't a joke, this is definitely true. Some restaurants don't allow food to be brought in that isn't sold within the establishment, while others seem to take a different approach. One man shared how he recently went for a birthday lunch with 11 other people, and staff asked for a £10 a person cakeage fee if they wanted to bring out a cake, adding a total of £120 to the bill. I asked the restaurant I'm going to for a birthday lunch today if we could bring a cake to be brought out at the end of the meal. They said yes, but they charge us cakeage at £10 a head. What is this world we live in? The man said. He declined to name the restaurant in question, but admitted they decided not to take the cake in the end. It's been reported on Twitter more than 26,000 people have liked the tweet, with many divided over the fee. Some thought it was outrageous, while others didn't see an issue. Cakeage. Can you imagine? Oh, it's my husband's birthday. It's my wife's birthday. How many of you in the group? 10 of us eating. £100 to bring a cake out. But I've supplied the cake. Unlucky. I don't agree with that myself. I find it outrageous. Just bring a cake out, sing happy birthday, and shut up. No. Let's have another track related to National Flash Drive Day. I could have done Cake by the Ocean related to that last story, couldn't I? But I'm not going to do that. Could have done Sweet Like Chocolate. No, we're not having that either. We're ignoring that outrageous cakeage charge. We're going back to National Flash Drive Day. Over to Queen.
Save everyone of us.
See
Phoenix FM.
Bit bizarre that one, isn't it? Flash by Queen. Obviously from Flash Gordon the movie. That iconic quote you heard there from Brian Blessed, Gordon's alive. Great, great moments. I do just about remember that still being around when I was a kid and people enjoying the movie of Flash Gordon. Must look awfully retro now. I haven't seen it for many a year. It may be time to revisit the wonderful world of Flash Gordon because, well, if you want to do it on the 5th of April. It's Flash Drive Day. Go for a drive and then watch Flash Gordon. That's not a man called Gordon in the park with a rain mac. No, no, no. it's a film about a heroic person saving the Earth. I don't know too much else about it. Ming the Merciless, wasn't it? The evil guy in that. Yes. And Brian Blessed as some man with wings. I can't remember that too well, clearly. As I'm trying to describe whatever my brain has got left in it with regards to Flash Gordon. So, it's Tuesday the 5th of April. It's coming up to 20 past 7. Hope you're having a lovely old time and thanks for sharing it with me on the show that goes like this on the Phoenix FM airwaves. Don't forget, we do have the Mixcloud webcam feed. If you're on Mixcloud.com, look for Phoenix FM, find our logo. You can get the feed into the studio. And if you want to comment in the chat box at the side, you need a Mixcloud account, which you can get very, very easily and for free. So yes, you can actually see what's going on, see that I look maybe a little bit smarter than usual tonight. No particular reason, I just felt the urge to go a bit smarter. Anyway, let's have more music. We do have time for celebrity birthdays after this, and then we may go a little bit random towards the end of the show. It's the show that goes like this. Anything can happen. You learn things by tuning in. You enjoy the music by tuning in. You can get interactive as well. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Bensim Radio on Twitter, if you want to drop me any kind of a line. And a few people have tonight. Good to hear from you all. Thank you so much. And now, another track to help celebrate National Flash Drive Day. We've had the Rolling Stones and Jumpin' Jack Flash, the Queen with Flash. Now it's Jessie J with Flashlight. She's gone a bit American there, really, hasn't she? Just call it Torch, Jessie. Wouldn't have been appropriate for tonight then, but anyway, Flashlight.
When tomorrow comes, I'll be on my own, feeling frightened of the things that I don't know. When tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes. And though the road is long, I look up to the sky, and in the dark I found, I stop that I won't fly. And I sing along, then I sing along.
Yeah.
You're my flashlight.
Phoenix FM.
Jessie J with the lovely non-torch titled Flashlight. Yes, she's gone American. Well done, Jessie. Fabulous. This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. You're here with me on Phoenix FM. Thanks once again for doing just that tonight. Remember, if you've missed any part of the show, we did start at 6 o'clock. You can catch up on the catch-up service on our website. Go to the schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday at 6 o'clock. It'll take you to my Phoenix blog page with all previous recordings. You're welcome to listen to at your leisure. Now then, it is the 5th of April, it is Bell Bottoms Day, Go for Broke Day, First Contact Day and National Flash Drive Day, but I have promised it many times and not delivered as of yet. It is, of course, also time for celebrity birthdays. So who's celebrating on the 5th of April? Actress Lily James of Pam and Tommy fame, who hosts all the Sky adverts. She's 33 today. Marvel actress Hayley Atwell, Captain Carter, etc. Peggy Carter, she's 40 today. Jane Asher is 76 today. Comedian Stuart Lee is 54. Channel 4 news host Krishnan Guru Murthy is 52 today. Pharrell Williams is 49. Actor Sterling K. Brown is 46. And of course, we had Money, Money, Money earlier on in the show. Agnetha Faltskog is 72 today of ABBA fame. And if it's your birthday as well, very many happy returns of the day to you. Hope you're having a wonderful celebration. So, three tracks so far on National Flash Drive Day with the word flash in the title. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Ben, you've shied away from the word drive. Oh, no, I haven't.
When you break,
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Cars and Drive Flash Drive Day on the 5th of April. See, we did Flash, we're doing Drive, we're not doing as many Drive tracks, we're only doing a couple, and then we're moving on to something slightly wackier. I'll explain how and why in just a moment. Just when you thought all the features had happened on the show that goes like this, and you're like, what's he going to do for the last half hour? Oh yes, just you wait. Celebrity birthdays have been and gone, Weird World of News been and gone. Many other topics of the show already happened musically. Bell Bottoms Day, Go for Broke Day. We actually correctly identified Bell Bottoms and Apple Bottom Jeans. First Contact Day is today as well, and National Flash Drive Day. So, Flash, 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 the Cars and Drive. Time for Rihanna.
Shut up and drive. Shut up and drive.
Phoenix FM.
That track ending with an ominous sound at the finale of it right there. Not going to dwell on that. No, it's the show that goes like this. We're into the final 25 minutes and 43 seconds now. So, yes, are you going to make it all the way through the show with me here tonight? Please do so. It's been fabulous so far, and it's going to get slightly more random at the end. What's this all about? Well, I've moaned before about the lack of wacky holidays on certain days and then gone to weeks that are celebrated, months that are celebrated. I thought, no, I've done impro quite a lot. I'm going to throw caution to the wind for the last 20 minutes or so and not exactly wing it, not exactly make it up as I go along. But I also host quizzes every now and again all over the place. And there was a quiz question that occurred in a quiz I was hosting recently. And it inspired me for this next little segment of the show. Before I do it, though, a good friend of mine, Mr. Nick Murphy, who's appeared on this show a few times over the years, has even helped me host it a couple of times. He managed to tenuously link a song suggestion to something we talked about at the start of the show, Go For Broke Day. And when you bother to make this tenuous a link, I think you deserve to have your track featured on the airwaves. He always tries to get a certain track on the airwaves because he thinks it's a little bit inappropriate and I'm not going to play it all the time. And it could be a challenge for me to make it relevant to the show. But he genuinely put on social media in the run-up to the show, Go For Broke Day, you touch people for money, don't you? You touch them. Can I touch you for a loan of some money? I think I've heard of that. It's not a often used phrase, but he said, therefore, can you play the Divinyls, I Touch Myself? Oh dear, we all know what you're doing, Nick.
I don't know.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, it's still Ben Simmons, it's still the show that goes like this. There's still just over 20 minutes left. And don't forget, great stuff coming up after me as well on this very station. At 8 until 10, it's Synth City with the fabulous Ron Harvey. Who's Ron Harvey? I'll ask him about that. Rob Harvey is in with Synth City at 8 p.m. Not Ron Harvey. And then from 10 until 12, it's the playlist. So keep it here on Phoenix FM. Now, something else interesting to tell you. I've had a message from Ellie from Beckles. Thank you very much for sending this in. And she said, you were talking about extraterrestrials and first contact earlier. I read in the paper that Scarlett Moffat checks out whether prospective boyfriends are okay with her obsessive interest in aliens and extraterrestrial beings before she goes out with them. The last one who she's been with for 3 years is okay with it. Well, thanks for sharing that. That's very lovely of you. I did not know that about Scarlett Moffat, but now I do. My other listeners possibly did not know that about Scarlett Moffat, but now they do. That's the beauty of tuning into the show that goes like this. You learn something, whether you wanted to or not. Now, yes, I played I Touch Myself for my old friend Nick Murphy. Hope you enjoyed it, Nick. And yes, we're randomising the final element of the show tonight. Why am I doing this? Well, I mentioned a quiz I was hosting, and the question was, on the Google search page, there's a button that says search, and there's another button next to it. There are two buttons on the Google homepage. One says search. What does the other button say? Many of us will see that page every single day. Has anyone paid attention to the second button? What it says is, I'm feeling lucky. That was the answer to the quiz question. And if you click it, it will randomise something from Google and take you to that website. Entirely at random. So I thought I would do that, talk to you about the random thing I've been given, and then try and find a song that links to it very quickly, almost like a little bit of a challenge for me towards the end of the show. So yes, the first random thing I am clicking on is taking me to what I want to eat, some easy dinner ideas. Well, it's obviously picked the time of day it thought I might be eating. Fabulous. And the first recipe that's come that's come up is gnocchi with bacon, peas, spinach and mozzarella. Sounds quite nice. Gnocchi with... Let's see how you make it. How long does it take? Hands on time, 30 minutes. Serves four. Gnocchi simmered with peas, bacon and spinach makes an easy and delicious dinner for four. Stir in mozzarella and serve with a crisp green salad. Fabulous. 572 calories per serving. I guess that's okay. 13 grams of protein. 5.4 grams of fibre, 36.5 grams of carbohydrates. No good on the Atkins. Anyway, gnocchi, fabulous. How can I link to gnocchi musically? This is the best I could do at short notice. Bob Dylan, gnocchi on heaven's door, I'm sorry.
That long black coat. I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Phoenix FM.
Classic Bob Dylan there with Knocking on Heaven's Door, linked to the wonderful world of Knocky in some ridiculous way. I think we always embrace the ridiculous on the show that goes like this, and I'm randomising the end of the show, so time for another I'm Feeling Lucky on Google, which is now telling me I'm feeling curious, and it's telling me a strange fact. Okay, what about this? How did the killer whale get its name? It sounds fairly obvious, really, but this is apparently the reason. Because of their fierce reputation, orca are sometimes called the Balaena assassina, assassin whale, by the Spanish. The Balaena assassina. They were referred to as whale killers by sailors who witnessed their attacks on larger cetaceans, and over this time, the name was changed to killer whales. Whales that kill. How did they get the name killer whales? It seems like that was an unnecessary piece of information, but that's what I got for randomising. Now, what are we going to do? How can we link to whales musically? It's not easy, is it? You need a song where someone sounds very, very much like they're from Wales. Even if they've got road rage.
If all you've got to do today is find peace of mind,
you're as guilty as can be.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Catatonia there with Road Rage. Can you sound any more Welsh? Who knows, but it was the best I could do at short notice. I'm enjoying this randomised end to the show. Maybe that's the thing I could stick with. Anyway, what are we going to do next with I'm Feeling Lucky on Google? Well, it's taking me to some kind of charity donating website. Well, that's just jogged my memory. Our chairman will be happy. It gives me a chance to mention his charity walk he's doing from Land's End to John O'Groats to raise money for St. Francis Hospice. I'm sure you can find all the details on our Phoenix FM website. Yes, the fabulous Paul Golder is doing that right now. We have a group chat for all the presenters. And he's messaged and said his feet hurt. I think he's allowed to have hurt feet. I think it kind of goes without saying if you're prepared to walk about 700 odd miles, whatever it is, something ridiculous. But yeah, good on you, Paul. And please look on our website for details of how you can donate. Fabulous. I've got back to the world of money. We were talking about it's Go for Broke Day earlier on today. I've played a lot of songs with money already. I need another one at short notice. Oh, well done. Here's Sam Smith. He, her, it, or whatever, has got money on his mind. Their mind.
When the summer deal, I've felt pressure. Don't want to see the numbers, I want to see heaven. You say, could you write a song for me? I say, I'm sorry, I but did it, I believe. When I go home, I tend to close the door. I never want to know. Can't you see I don't have I do it for the love. Please don't get me wrong, I want to keep it moving. I know what that requires, I'm not foolish. Please, can you make this work for me? 'Cause I'm not a puppet, I will work against your strings. When I go home, I tend to close the door. I never want to know. So sing with me. Can't you see I don't have. When the sun is set, don't you fret. No, I have no money on my mind. No money on my mind. No money on my mind. No, I have no money on my mind. When the sun is set, don't you fret. No, I have no money on my mind. No money on my mind. No money on my mind. No, I have no money on my mind. Just love.
Phoenix FM.
Well, yes, that was Sam Smith with Money on My Mind. And that's the end of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. A song to play us out that's entirely randomised coming up. It's been a pleasure to be here once again. Don't forget, Rob Harvey, not Ron Harvey, in with Synth City now from 8 o'clock. I'll see you again next week. It's Kylie to finish spinning around.